This is Dan here with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7 doing another GoFarm Farmers Market Spotlight. Today we've got Julia Fitzner, and she's with Tamales To Go, and the name may be a little bit self-evident, but Julia, I'll let you let the people know what you sell.
So I'm basically selling tamales. I usually have pork and chicken, and I try to switch it out, so I added mole this weekend, so I'll see if people like them.
Now, other than tamales, what else do you sell?
I sell breakfast burritos fresh water, or aguas frescas in Spanish, which is flavored water with real fruit.
So what kind of mixes do you typically put in those aguas frescas?
Aguas frescas is mainly real fruit, water, and sugar, and that's it. And then I have a horchata, which is made with rice.
Oh, I love horchatas. Those are great.
So horchata, I have it like every other weekend, because since it's made with milk, it's more sensitive. So I try to switch it out every weekend, so people will have different tastes, like different flavors and stuff. So
how did you get started with the GoFarm Farmers Market?
I have a friend named Janet, and she invited me once last year, and we did it, and we sold out in like an hour. So
that's a pretty good sign. Yeah.
Yes, she thought it'd be a good idea to just keep doing it. So I needed a part-time gig, so I figured this would be it.
It sounds like it's been working pretty well for you. I mean, to sell out on the first day, and then it sounds like you sold out last weekend, too.
Yes, yeah. It's been great. Everybody's loving it, and I mean, it's been great. I love being there and meeting new people, and it's been awesome.
Yeah. Well, every vendor and every person that I talk to at the farmers market all kind of agree that the community atmosphere is a big part of the reason that they go.
Yes.
Your products, though, what would you say is the biggest strength of your tamales?
The flavor. They're like authentic Mexican because I made them. I mean, it's my grandma's recipe, so we've been making them for years. So I think it's the flavor. A lot of people keep saying that they never had like real tamales. So that's why probably everybody likes them. So
which of your tamales or which of your products are your personal favorite?
I love pork tamales, and I will eat any tamale, but pork tamales are my favorite. Like, I would choose pork in any day.
So whenever it comes to the tamales and everything else that you sell, do you typically only sell them at the farmer's market, or do you also take orders?
I started taking orders, so I created a page on Facebook, and I send it to most of the people that keep asking me for business cards. I don't have the business cards yet, but I did a page on Facebook that is called Tamales To Go, and there I will be posting like my menus, and they can make place orders in advance. That way, because like last Saturday I sold out, and a lot of people were like, give me your number, because I want to get some. So that's great. And so, yeah, they can pre-order, and then that way I'll know how much I make, because I usually just make enough for the farmer's market. But if they want extras, then I can always make them during the week. So,
okay. Well, thank you very much for talking with us today, Julia. Once again, that was Julia Fitzner of Tamales To Go. Go check her out at the GoFarm Farmers Market that happens every Saturday in West Plains in front of the Endurance Church. Really good tamales, really good food in general, lots of other things that you can get there as well. So there's all the more reason to stop by. Once again, Julia, thank you for popping in.
Thank you, guys.